This is a Sound Rebel podcast.
Discover more of our shows at soundrebel.co.uk.
Welcome to the first ever live Dilemmas with Jess Ellis. And the crowd goes wild. I'm like, Beyonce. So thank you everyone for coming today. I'd like you to all feel like you were in my house. So that's why I've brought lots of useless pieces of shit from my house. This one here is a portrait of me and my dog. There's Bob. Also, Rita can't be here tonight. So there's Rita. Lots of my friends can't be here tonight because it's the Soap Awards tomorrow and I didn't get invited because I got squashed by a tree. So I brought this pillow. This was me at the Soap Awards. Also, we are going to play Double Dares. So there are boxes of Double Dares around the table. Please, please check if you've got any allergies or you're gluten intolerant or whatever. Don't have one. If not, have one. But it doesn't quite feel like I'm in my front room, because normally when I'm in my front room and I'm recording this podcast, Michael's playing FIFA. So Michael, do you want to come play FIFA? I mean, you can pick someone to play with you. Yeah, so normally if you listen to this podcast, Michael plays FIFA. He kind of butts in now and again. He'll probably butt in more in the second half when he's had another pint of beer. So, yeah, I think I've explained everything. You put some of your dilemmas, hopefully, in the post box. Oh, it's there, the post box. We're going to talk them through. We're going to have such a good night. So, yeah, just drink, be merry. Also, I really want you... This is a live podcast recording, so listen. Please join in. Shout out when you want. Put your hand up like you're at school. It makes me feel important. And there's nothing else I need to do now but introduce my guest, the fabulous Danny Beard. Went arse over tip, but I don't know which would fall out.
It's nice to meet me. You all right? I didn't know we were having more company up here. Nice, handsome man. But you know, got a dilemma in my own chest.
Oh, please tell me.
Honest to God, kids, right? I thought, you know, I'm going to make an effort because obviously people at home can't see me.
Yeah.
But I wanted you to have the real 3D experience. So I got a new corset today.
Oh, yeah, he did.
Hun, I am taped into this like a motherfucker. Didn't swear. Let me stop. No, this could go wrong.
We might need
to call Ghostbusters if I explode. Let me tell you in a minute. One second. Where can I put this?
So, Danny, should we chat a little bit about how we met?
Oh, no. It's bad.
It's
not professional.
God, I can't remember it.
That's why I'm saying it's bad.
So we met at the Gay Times Awards, and obviously Danny was looking fabulous, and I just thought in my head, you're going to be my friend tonight.
We were, though,
weren't
we?
Yeah, we were. My wish came true. And then you came to be a guest on the podcast. And we are both nosy bitches.
So nosy.
And we really like sorting out people's problems. So, shall we head for our first dilemma?
No. We should play this.
Oh! I mean, God, you know my own podcast more than I do. So, we're going to play a game of Double Dares. If people don't know what that is, it's basically disgusting jelly beans. The only rules are you're not allowed to have a blue one because someone thought it'd be weird to say blueberry or toothpaste. Like, that's weird. When the others are like cat sick, vomit. Like, I don't understand why that would be the case. So if you want to join in, please, again, disclaimer, look at the back of the packet. If you're allergic to anything, please don't die in this studio.
How long are these wires? Because if someone on the back dies, we need to be able to get the sound effects on.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
So there's loads of boxes around. So people, pass them round. Danny, do you want to pick one?
Oh, not really. I'm already bursting out my corset. Go on.
Right, I'm going to go for a red one. And a red one is fresh blood or...
Are we all going to do this at the same time?
Yeah, it's going to be a collective thing. Listen, this is a fresh batch. Let me know when everyone's got a sweet.
I might do a few.
Oh my God, he's double dropping. Yellow is lemon or... rotten, no, lemon or sick, I think. Brown is cola or cat food, and it's absolutely disgusting. Right, has everybody got their jelly beans ready? Okay, in the count of three. Also, the rule is you got to swallow. Yeah, you've got to swallow.
These gentlemen on the front look like they're familiar with that, love.
So after three, we're going to take these jelly beans, and you've got to take it hard, okay? One, two, three. Yes.
Hey, these are
all
nice.
Are you joking? Do that again.
You know these people have paid you to sit in front of you. You're like, do it again!
I want to see one of you be sick. Okay, so one more time. We're going to do it one last time. I've got a yellow one. Has everyone got their sweets? Give me a yes! One, two, three. Oh, no, my God. Now, delightful. Okay, now we've played that. I mean, we might play it after the second half as well because I feel like people got too many nice ones then. But should we go for our first dilemmas, guys? Yeah. And remember... Thanks, yeah. Hey, Michelle. Sorry, that was a private joke from our podcast. You were a guest on our podcast last week. The Americans are in the house, everyone. They've flown all the way here just to come tonight. No, they haven't. All right. Okay, so I'm just going to delve.
Right, we've got one.
Okay, Juicy Malusi. It's anonymous. Woo! It's an anonymous artist. I'm about to graduate from uni, and most of my mates are going to move away. How on earth do you make friends outside of school, uni? I'm also a musician by trade, and my hours are erratic and just... Sorry, Dad. Fucked. What do I do? I mean, I...
Hang on. Sorry, are they moving away from home?
Let me just check.
And what, they
again.
Work as a musician?
So let me just... Because obviously this is the first time I'm reading it. I'm about to graduate from uni and most of my mates are going to move away. Many even out of the country.
So she's staying put or he's staying put?
I think they're staying put. How do you make friends outside of school, uni?
Right.
So, I mean, I kind of get, like, one, I was the only person out of my friends to move away. So on the flip side of that, that was really hard because when I was 19, I like moved to London, to Elephant and Castle. There was no money being pumped into it. My mum cried when she dropped me off. But I...
Don't know how, being from Manchester, that was an upgrade.
I know. In it just. I found it hard to move away as well when all my friends were still, you know, having a drink and go to the local pub. I found that really hard. And also, I guess, being... If you're in, like, uni in a tight circle, where do you find those friends outside
of
that?
Do you know, this is going to sound a bit, like, geeky, but I used to go to gay club.
Yeah.
I know you wouldn't know looking at me, guys. I know you wouldn't know looking at me. But I'm a homosexual.
You went to gay club?
It's LGBT society. I became the chairperson in the end. You know me, I've got to take control.
Did you dress like that?
Of course not. But what I'm saying is they have lots of societies in uni. And I know at first you might be like, oh, society. But I mean, I went to a very posh university called Salford.
Oh, yes, Salford. Yeah,
yes.
I've heard of it.
But pluck the courage up. Get yourself to... I mean, they've got like Taekwondo Society. They've got British Bake Off Society.
Also,
you name
I've seen
it,
the other day...
It.
I might be wrong, but there's... You know, like, obviously we've got dating apps now, but I feel like there's like apps out there for friendships as well. There's definitely like websites.
I know, but imagine
stuff.
Getting catfished by a friend.
Oh,
that'd be more hurtful, wouldn't it? I mean, imagine. At least on a date, you think you turn up and you think, oh, they don't quite look the same, but they're nice. But imagine you turn up and you only want to be the friend and there's somebody different.
Yeah.
You'd
or
think,
they just ghost
me,
you.
Get out of there quick. They might be killing me. Do you know what I mean?
But I think like there's so many events like this, like podcasts, there's so like gigs
look,
and
she's
stuff.
She's trying to sell tickets to the next show already.
Yep. I do think that there's other, like, avenues out there now that definitely. You can meet friends.
You've got ways on your phone already. You've got your Instagram, your Facebook. I know it sounds silly, but you'll know people that maybe you connected with a few years ago and then all of a sudden you've come back into each other's life and you're only one message away, you're only one tap away. Like the picture, oh, God, you look nice, long time no see. Do you know what I mean? Maybe meeting totally new people will be very daunting to some people. So if there's an old flame hanging about...
Go for it.
Hook up.
Well, I think that would be the time when it would go... Dun, yes! Oh, he's what? Oh, hey! Well, that seems like a really great place to go on to our next dilemma. I'm putting my...
Before it's really
Sorry, I hope, have these got a mop in here? Because I swear to God, if he does another one of them, my bowels aren't going to last the night.
Oh, God, this one's caught in the mail. Oh, jammed it's another in. Juicy Lucy. It's anonymous. Someone, I'll buy you a drink if someone puts the name on it. Okay, anonymous.
Can I just say, I know you get to do this, and I know it's live, so I'm bending your own rules here, but that's really fucking posh handwriting, that.
It is really nice
so
handwriting.
So I think that needs to be noted.
I want to know who you are. I've just won $6,000 on a scratch card. I mean, maybe they want to keep anonymous because they want to keep away from the bar. But I haven't told my boyfriend. Ooh.
Are they here now?
Is that you? Who is it? Is that you?
I hope it's my boyfriend at the
fucking
back.
I hope it's mine. because I'm worried he'll want to blow it all on beer and useless shit. We don't need useless shit, and we're trying to save up a deposit for a house. I feel bad keeping it from him, and I think that's the best option. I don't have to tell him, do I?
O.
M.
L.
G.
I'm dyslexic. Oh, my lordy.
Hands up from the audience. Would you tell your partner if you won or not?
Yeah.
What's right? So if you were saving up... Oh, we've got a sneaky little bitch in the audience.
So what's the amount that you have to tell them? A grand?
She's upped it.
So if it was 2.5, you wouldn't tell them?
Oh, she's going to... Is it 3? Have I got a 3? Have I got a 4? 4, 500, 3? So, okay, let's put it this way, right? You're all pretending to be nice people. Oh, I would tell my boyfriend. But listen, if you were in the situation where you thought, you know what, actually, I'm not keeping this for myself, it's going straight to the deposit account, would you tell them? Yes. You've all changed your tune now, haven't you?
Look, the Americans are like, yes, queen. Do you know what? How long have they been together?
Exactly.
Mind you, they're saving for an house. So if they're saving for an house, then he or she has got some.
At least a couple of months. Oh, that's just how quick me and Michael moved, yeah. I think. I guess that it's one of those things. I think if you're like white lying to your partner for something that will benefit you both in the future... Oh, here she is.
Oh, we are. She's defending herself now.
Yeah, I think if you white lie to someone and for the good of themselves, I think it's fine.
This is something I've spoke about on my podcast. If you're protecting someone or against themselves or other people, then it's kind of you're kind of justified in the lie. But yeah. You're not protecting no one here, are you?
No, because he or she is saying, I know that they would piss it up the wall, so we're saving a deposit, I'm going to keep it for the deposit.
Right, if it's won money, it's not something you plan to earn. So I would say, didn't expect this to come in, so this amount is for the savings, brilliant. And you know what, I'm going to treat myself, even if it's... £200 on a spa day for you and your boyfriend. Treat yourself, because when you save for a house, we're saving. It is the worst time because you beat yourself up all the time. Oh, do we really need this meal? Do we really need to do this? Do you know what? You didn't expect that money to come in. Take a grand out of that and go and treat yourselves is what I'm going to say.
That is a really good bit of advice, actually. Like, take control on it. Just go, I've won this money. Bam, it's already in the ISA. You can't touch it. I think we'd box that one off, so I think I'd go on to the next one. Okay, our next dilemma. Is everyone ready for the next dilemma? Yeah. Remember, you can shout out your opinions like this one in the front. Okay, Dean, in brackets. Too embarrassed to use my real name. Aww. Who's Dean? Who's Dean? Who's Dean? You're supposed to join in, but anyway. Hi, Jess. My girlfriend of 3 months. Oh no, she's not here, by the way. Boring. Wants to do something in the bedroom that I've never done before. I'm scared. Ooh. But don't want her to think I'm boring. Should you really try everything once? Or is that asking for trouble? If there's anyone better that was sat next to me now to ask that question... I think it's you.
Honest to God, babe, I am a cock destroyer.
Oh my God, I love these. I thought the words would be used today, but cock destroyer is not one of them.
I'm really sorry. I'm sure that won't make the edit. You know, as I've said now, we're all friends in here. But listen, sex is a real important part of our lives.
It is, it is.
One.
I mean, I've never ever had it, Mum and Dad.
One, you should never be scared of it. And I feel like you should... Are we losing people
Oh,
here?
My dad's gone. Oop.
It's all right. People aren't going to check into this live podcast. They're going to mark themselves safe on Facebook, aren't they? Mark safe from dilemmas. Listen, this I'm going to get real here. Sex is a very important part of your life and your relationship. Good sex can keep you and your relationship alive.
And I'm just going to say, as long as you've got a safe word, what does it matter? Like, if you've got a safe word and someone wants to, you know, I don't know, have a strap on, do what they want. Sorry, Dad.
Oh, my Lord. Well, I didn't know you were going to go this deep.
No, but do you know what I mean? Like, I really want to know what this experimental thing is. Like, if you don't feel safe or comfortable or confident, then don't do it. But you know what? You might like it.
And I think work up to it. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, good advice.
Work up to it. Just be honest and just say, do you know what? That freaks me out a little bit, but I have thought about nipple clamps. Do you know what I mean? Offer an alternative. Offer an alternative. Don't say no and run away, because she might be like...
Yeah, don't say no. Just go the one below. Oh, my God. Yes. That is a slogan. Don't say no. Just go the one below. Don't say no. Just go the one below. Don't say... Yeah, sorry. I'm not a rapper. Yeah, Jesus. But no, that's a really good bit of advice, I think. Like, I think if you say no to someone, compromise is key. Don't say no to someone straight away, because that can seem a little bit, that can embarrass someone, it can be a bit defensive, it can make them feel stupid.
And also, you don't know you don't like it.
Exactly.
Whatever this is,
I always say that about food. Like, I say it with Michael and my dad, eat that onion, you don't know.
You don't. And every onion's got a different taste.
Exactly.
If you look at the beauty inside, I'm just trying to be deep, but it's an onion. But you get what I'm trying to say, kids. You know what I mean?
I think that, like, cut that fringe, dye your hair blonde, grow back. Try that strap on, do that. Put those handcuffs
It'll grow
on.
Back. if anyone in the interval would like to elaborate here on this one, I would very happily talk you through it.
I bet you would. What costume to wear. But no, I think that your advice is great there. Like, take little baby steps, compromise, meet in the middle, go for it. And listen, slide into our DMs. I won't tell anyone who you are. Let me know if you like... did something a bit naughty.
Send pictures.
I mean,
if it's a no, the one below. Is that right?
Yes.
I love that.
So, guys, I think we're going to have a little bit of a break here so you can get a few more drinks, maybe get a little bit more confident and put a few more dilemmas into our box. Maybe block capitals for some people, because it is really hard to sight read. I mean, I can't say anything. You should see mine. It's like Beryl. Did anyone else get taught Beryl?
No, mine's like hieroglyphics. I mean, I'm dyslexic and Scouse. Oh. So that's any Scousers in the room will know it's not a good mix.
Hi, we're Sound Rebel and we produce this podcast.
We make loads of podcasts and we want to make yours. Email hello@soundrebel.co.uk to find out more.
You forgot the bit about the first free episode.
Oh, and tell us you heard this ad and we'll produce your first episode for free.
Great. Email hello@soundrebel.co.uk now and we'll get back to you as soon as we can.
Right, back to the episode.
Welcome back to part two of Dilemmas with Jess Ellis live. Okay, thank you for coming back. My post-booked is as full as me after a madras. I'm absolutely buzzing. Thank you so much. But yeah, Michael's found a new person to play FIFA with. Let's hope he gets beaten. Danny, thanks for coming back to join us.
It's all right, babe. Who's this person here?
Oh, you're eyeing him. but yeah, so we're going to do double dares again. Also, please, like, shout loud if you've... I know it's really hard because you're gagging, but shout loud if you've got a bad one, because I just find it so funny. That's why it never gets old to me. So we're going to dig... Yeah, can you... Why don't you pick mine and I'll pick yours?
It smells of shit. No, because I know you know what it is.
No.
Do I look like I was born yesterday, love?
Because it's not, though, the double dares.
Go on.
It's all in the title.
Oh,
right,
yeah,
I'm going for a green... Right, everyone, have you got your double dares?
Green.
I can't see anyone's hands. Red is fresh blood or strawberry, but my nice friend Daisy said it tastes like fresh arse.
Pass all the reds up the front.
Right, let me see your jelly beans in the air. Okay, hands in the air with your jelly beans. And one, two, three, go. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. No, you can't. No, you can't. You can't. You have to swallow it. Bitch, you've swallowed worse. Oh. Oh, have you got dirty ass? I knew you'd like it. Oh, he's gone. Oh, he's gone. He's gone to the bar. Where's he gone? And I tell you what that gets you being cocky. I've never had a bad one. I've never had a bad one. Oh, here he comes with a glass of water. Oh.
I've got a much better game, Jess, than Double Dares.
Oh, my God, what is it?
It's a very special treat from my new friend at the bar. She said she's got no shot glasses, so we'll have to have these.
Oh! What, me? I don't drink.
It's Sambuca, bitch. Cheers. Cheers, everybody.
Cheers. Oh, cheers, everybody. Right. Okay, this one says someone in the second row. And it's also got like an emoji that kind of looks shocked or kind of looks like it's doing something dirty. My friend has a boyfriend of a year. And just recently, when she was drunk on a night out, I saw her flirting with someone else, in brackets, also one of my friends. Ooh. She didn't do anything, but she told me she wanted to and regretted not doing anything. She plans on staying with her boyfriend. Do I say anything? Okay, whoever it is, you home-wrecking bitches in the second row. I know you, I see you. Stay away from Michael.
Can we just turn the lights up? We just need to find we just need to find whoever's got the I want to speak to the manager haircut here, because this is extreme flirting.
I wish it was like a metal detector. Whose handwriting is that? Oh, like flirting. I guess, like, what is flirt, like, what is flirting? What do you
well,
think flirting
now Jeremy
is?
Kyle's not on. It's basically anything
second
below,
time he's been mentioned in this show.
Anything below sexual contact, I'd say.
Yeah, when he goes, have you ever had sexual contact with anyone? What does that mean? Like,
well, I've had sexual contact with most people on the tube every fucking Friday. I mean, I couldn't answer that question. Flirting. Listen here, whoever's written in, this is uptight.
Can I just say, regardless of anything, if you want to flirt with anyone, you want to do anything with anyone, you don't want to be with your boyfriend or slash girlfriend or whatever.
That's not true.
No, because you don't. No, because if you're saying... Sorry, but Michael, was that you?
Yeah, it was.
My ears are big and wide. Sorry, what was that?
Oh, shit.
Can you? Can you? Oh, yeah, good girl.
Don't worry, my lips
no,
are sealed.
But like, I just think, like, because at the end of the dilemma, they said they were gutted that it wasn't just flirt. It was just flirting, but they were gutted that nothing went further.
Listen, I think there's nothing wrong with harmless flirting. Flirting is exciting, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
oh,
but
my God, that guy's flirting with me and he thinks I'm attractive. The things we go through in our heads every day when we go on bloody Instagram, we see all these sexy people and we make ourselves feel a piece of shit. And then the guy in Nando's gives me a wink. My fanny is clapping for the guy in Nando's. So if the guy in Nando's gives me a wink, I'm going to give that man a wink back, even if my boyfriend sat right there, because I'm thinking, he's just made me feel good.
It's fair enough. It's healthy to be able to look out there, but at the same time, if you are really thinking like, oh, I'm gutted that something didn't happen that night, and that's not a discussion you had with your partner, it's not like you're like, oh, we're going to be open, that's not a discussion you had with your partner, then leave your partner. I'm so sick of people cheating on people and wanting their cake and eating it. Like, just be single and
or
go
just have the discussion with your partner and say, I'd like
I
to
can
be
see
open.
A hand up in the audience. So are they are.
Does she tell the boyfriend?
I don't think.
No. That's crossing the line with your friend, I'd say. If you've got an issue with your friend, I'd say tell your friend.
Because they were saying that they were friends with both partners.
I would say, like.
Snitches get stitches.
Oh, meet my boyfriend, the gangster, Michael.
From Preston.
From Preston, who has two chihuahuas. He says, if you snitch, he gets stitches.
You didn't see him in the break. There was a guy walking down the street with a chihuahua, guys. I'm not going to lie to you. Michael was straight over. You think they were talking about motorbikes. He was like, two of these at home, two of these at home. What breed is that? Is that a chihuahua, mate? Yeah, mine are full chihuahuas. Is that, what's that? That's a jackwawa. A jackwawa. Mine are full chihuahuas, mine, mate. I've got two at home. Bloody lovely. Bob and Rita, the cops. Nice specimen, that, mate. Two of them out the front. Like, it was some kind of...
I know. I thought, where's he gone?
Anyway, we digress.
But I think, you know what, sometimes it depends who maybe your loyalties lie to, but that's a messy situation for you to get into. If those two people have got that themselves and they're in that, don't go in the middle of it. Because that... No, but...
It always backfires on them.
It always backfires. It's always like...
Try to cause that shit.
Yeah. Because that person might be like, no, mate, he's really sorry and I love him. And you're a bitch. You just don't want me to be happy and you're single. I had that so much. You're single and you just don't want me to be happy. And it was...
Round of applause. That was very good.
I went to Italia Conti. I graduated... But yeah.
The silence said it all then.
I know, yeah. Fucking hell. It's a good school. Anyway, yeah, I think you shouldn't... I don't think you should get involved unless it's your best friend and you kind of know the guy.
And if you're that fucking bothered to ask us, tell your mate she's being a slag and move on.
I hate that word slag. I like to think of open. But anyway, right, are we ready for our next one? Danny Beard. My best friend is getting married. Hooray!
Sorry, it's live. We want people to know people turned up. So she does that again. Let's all do a big cheer. Yeah.
My best friend is getting married. Hooray! I'm a bridesmaid. Jesus, I was about 5 last year. Double hooray! The trouble is, we have very different dress styles. Every idea she sends, I hate. Do I just grin and bear it and have an ugly dress? Oh, this is such a good dilemma for me because I was so many bridesmaids last year.
Before you answer this dilemma, can I ask you some questions? Did you wear any dresses you didn't like when you were a bridesmaid 5 times last year?
Yes.
Did you tell the bride that you didn't like the dress you wore?
I didn't, but I said after the ceremony, can I change into my own clothes? And she said yes.
As soon as he said I do, she was like that.
I was like, can I put my sequins on?
Do you think it's important that your friend is more happy than you are on a
day
like that?
No, do you know what? I think, you know, it's really hard to ask me that question because I don't really care. I don't get people that say, like, colour schemes and stuff like that. My friend Carla got married. She's one of my best friends. And I think she's a bit like me. She doesn't really care. She, like, my bridesmaid dress came through my door. And it was really awful colour for me. And I had no arms. But you know what? I just wore it. And I just shimmied down the aisle and looked at the floor and pretended I was an embarrassed
child. And was your friend happy?
Yeah, I mean, I don't... Like, and then the night I was like, can I go and put my... And she was like, yeah, like, but that's because I don't feel like I have those manic friends. Like, I've not come across a wedding yet where people have been like, you must dye your hair blonde. Dye hair blonde tonight. Wear red and a bow in your hair. Like, I don't have friends like that.
There are people like that.
Oh,
though.
My God, they are. I've heard it, and I've been there in situations, but I don't have those kind of friends. But I always think that honesty is the best policy, and, like, just be jokey about it and be like, that dress is fucking
Sorry,
awful.
What are you doing with that microphone right now? You're holding it like it's some kind of croissant from Patisserie Valerie. She's got it like... Are you going to smoke it or something? Back to the bridesmaids' dresses.
Back to the bridesmaids. I think just be honest with your friend. Like, honestly, if my friend turned around to me and went, I really don't like these dresses. Like, for me, I'd be like, wear what you want, wear a dress, wear some trousers, wear a hoodie. I really don't care. But I know that people care about this shit that you shouldn't care about. But I know people do.
So should she tell a friend or should she not?
Definitely, just say I don't like that dress. Like, listen, we've all got different body shapes. People have got large breasts. People have got skinny ones. People have got large shoulders, little pot belly.
My breasts go back in my bag at the end of the night. But
I wish mine did.
fucking but yeah, big bag.
I think to me, like, if I was the bride. Sorry, Michael. If I was the bride... I would want, as cliche as this sounds, I would want my friends to have as much fun as me. And if that meant them wearing like Doc Martens and a suit, then I don't care. Like, it's just about having a party and celebrating the fact that I love someone that much that I wanted to sign a piece of paper.
Do you know what? Compromise. I'll stand on the end and you can crop me out the pictures.
In a used face tuner.
I might do that at my wedding. Get everyone to, instead of everyone getting a group shot, have a little gap in between. And then if you fall out with someone, you can just Photoshop them out, can't you? It's a nice idea.
Anyway, next one. Okay, so we've got another dilemma. Jen, my boyfriend and I just split. How do we maintain mutual friendships without making them feel like they have to pick sides? Oh, I get this. I get this. Do you know what? Once one of my really good friends split up, and actually I was much more friends with him. And then being friends with him, I became really good friends with his girlfriend. And they were like this amazing couple that I was like, oh my God. I used to like cry at night, but like, I wish I was like them. Oh my God. And they split really like...
Suddenly,
I didn't realise. And I remember at the time, I sent them both the identical message saying like, oh my God, I'm really sorry. I'm here for you if you need me. Let's go for a drink. Let's have a talk. Let's do whatever. And actually, one of them, which was his girlfriend, that I was obviously probably less friends with at the time, like in terms of like knowing them longer, she responded to me a lot more and we ended up meeting up. She ended up coming to meet me in Liverpool. We had loads of times together. And that was kind of like, and I think he was a bit funny about that, but that's kind of how the side, like not the sides were picked, but I give them both the same thing. And at the same time, if they both had reached out to me this, in the same way, I would have done the same thing. But one of them obviously needed my advice and me much more than the other. And it wasn't that I picked sides. I just give them both the same thing. And one of them gripped on more. So I would say that that would be the best piece of advice that I could give for that kind of dilemma.
That's really fair.
Thank you.
Because I was going to say, put the names in an hat. Yeah. Jiggle it round and then pick the name out. And when you look at the piece of paper, if you think, oh, I didn't want them, then you know.
Yeah, put it back. Be like, oh, it's just a bit of a coincidence. Okay, thank you so much, guys, for being here tonight. It's my first live show. It's my first show without someone saying, are you cheating?
Thank you so much for having me here tonight. Because this is a very, very big night for Jess, okay? This podcast... I run a podcast and it is hard fucking work. You don't think it. We've got other podcasters in the room. It is hard work. It literally takes up 2 days of my week when I could literally be on Grindr. But I just want to say thank you for having me. This podcast is amazing. Whenever I talk to people about podcasts, yours is always one that people talk about. So it's a very well-loved podcast around the UK. And I can't wait to see this take off and Dilemmas Live be in Edinburgh Fringe, be down at South Bank in London with an array of real celebrity guests that actually are worthy of being on the stage. So thank you very much, Jess, for sharing it with me. Thank you guys for being part of this.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
No, I mean
thank
that.
You for being a guest as well. Thank you everyone for joining us tonight. It's been so amazing. Thank you for joining in. We all love you.
Yes.
I need a wee.
Guys, should we all have a sing-along before this night is up? Everybody get on your feet immediately. We are going to sing some songs. It's Rolling in the Deep. I want to hear you sing it. There's a fire starting in my...
Discover more shows on the Sound Rebel Network.
Like Newsjacking with Dan and Katie.
Hello, my name's Dan.
Hiya, I'm Katie.
And we are back with our brand new podcast... Newsjacking. Is that what we're calling it?
That's what we're going with, yeah. Not to be mistaken for news jerking.
No, we did talk about news jerking, didn't we?
Posh Bem, the producer, can you confirm the name of our podcast? Is it Newsjacking or News Jerking?
No, we're going Newsjacking.
Okay. Better cancel those t-shirts I got ordered then.
We should probably explain what newsjacking is.
Yeah, what is newsjacking anyway?
Siri, what's newsjacking?
News jacking. the practice of taking advantage of current events or news stories as a way of promoting or advertising your own product or brand.
So essentially what you're saying is we're talking about other people's news as a way of drawing attention to our own new podcast.
Basically, yeah, it's shameless, but it's I'm hoping it will be effective.
So that's News Jerking with Dan and Katie. Going to be starting...
Jacking.
That's News Jacking with Dan and Katie. Yeah. You can find us now in your podcast app.
News Jacking with Dan and Katie. Follow them on Twitter and Instagram @DanandKatie.